I enjoyed that quote in the post game. I like that Brissett just sort of cut off the line of questioning about this game. He's like, guys, it wasn't this game. We just took an ass beating, is what I it was funny. It was honest. It was real. It was sincere. I thought that was a good quote, good soundbite there from Mr. Brissett. And he's right. I mean, that is exactly what happened. And it got me thinking about other times the Patriots got their asses beaten. There's not a lot of examples over the years. I mean, there weren't a lot of real ass beatings during the Brady and Belichick years. There's a couple I can think of. And there's certainly been a good deal more of those lately. Last year, you remember those that back-to-back Cowboy and Saints games where they just got absolutely hammered. I remember a game, I think it was during the COVID year when they got smoked by San Francisco. Ass beatings over the years. There was the Peyton Hillis game. You remember that one, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was 2009 when they played Drew Brees and the Saints and just got absolutely carved up.
That's the famous one.
I think that's one that stands out to me as well.
That's the documentary of Bill and Tom on the sideline. I just can't get this team to do what I want it to do or whatever.
That's right. That was football life. You're right about it. So I forgot about that. That's exactly right.
But that Browns one? That Browns one sticks out to me. That was an ass kicking. That was a surprise one. But they had them every once in a while. But that's the thing; they were one offs, and because they were so good, you know, you kind of go back to reality,
right?
And you know, I, what was the score in the, you know, the Kansas City, the famous
41-14?
Yeah, Kansas City onto Cincinnati is the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike Giardi famously asked, "Is the quarterback position going to be evaluated?" Wow, how far we've fallen. Tom Brady was being evaluated according to Mike Giardi, and now we're evaluating Jacoby Brissett getting his ass whipped.
How about 2009 wildcard game against the Ravens? They lost 33-14. Joe Flacco had 34 yards passing.
Yeah, I was at that game, the Ray Rice game. Yep, I was there. We just got in our seats, and boom. And it was freezing cold that day, I remember, because I was holding the beer, and it was so cold that I dropped my beer, and the beer splashed up, and it landed in this lady's hair, and it froze in her hair. And this lady had frozen beer hair for the rest of the game. And I felt bad about that because it was my fault. Yeah. But, yeah, it was very cold that day, and Ray Rice had that 80-yard run on the first play because Brandon Merriweather fell for every trick in the book. And it got worse from there as the game went on. So yeah, I mean, that was also 2009. So
that was also an emotional one because that was on the heels of Wes Welker, sort of the centerpiece of your offense,
right,
getting hurt in the season finale in Houston. Right. So there was.
So where does this stack up with the all-time beatdowns, the Patriots in the Belichick and beyond era? Not before that, but in those type of beatdowns, I'd say this is. I don't know if it's right up there, but it feels significant.
It feels significant in part because I think, no disrespect to host one, it countered the significant week one win. We felt
sure.
like that, and I agreed with you, as much as I mock you, that was big to get off to a good start. Now, that may be part of the problem. Maybe they won too soon and were like, oh, what do these idiots know about the O-line and the issues and the problems? We can do this. We can coach it up. Who says we're young coaches that don't know what we're doing or haven't been in the situation before? But I thought this... coming on, the gag job seems strong. Gag job was more the Ravens, but, you know, a little bit of a choke this week when you gave away a lead at home. It could have won a football game, could have been 2-0, couldn't deal with the success and that situational failure at the end there. And then you go on the road and just lay an egg where not only did you get your ass kicked, but Jacoby Brissett also brought up energy. We got to get our energy back. Like, we didn't even have energy. And that's on the coach. That's on the culture. That's where things start to get questioned, right? Where, oh, he's a player's coach and the culture he's setting.
Right.
Well, they screwed around all week and fell on their faces on Thursday night. They embarrassed themselves on national TV, national streaming.
right.
So no one actually saw you on the pregame because it wasn't real TV. It wasn't even cable.
Well, people around here saw it on Fox.
Oh, yeah, true. Around here they saw it. But nationally.
So there was
not,
that. But nationally.
You didn't go
quite.
National. You're just a
not
local
as,
celebrity.
Not as much as I would have liked to. That's true. But at least I was on there. Anyway, 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We will get back to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Kurt, who is down on the Cape. Go ahead, Kurt. Kurt?
Kurt!
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Good. We're doing great, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing awesome.
Terrific.
A little disappointing, but I knew it was coming because of the Swiss line cheese of the offensive line. Mm-hmm. You know, Cincinnati game gave me hope, you know, because I thought they'd be a decent team. And then here we go to the same thing. But now, listen, we've got no touchdowns. We've got no nothing. We got now no running game. Now we have no nothing. Receivers that have caught nothing. 3 points in a game on a Thursday night. I know it was a short week, but he has a real serious problem. I don't know, like you said, we all talk about the Jets, how they got their offensive line ready for Rodgers. Look at him last night. He was magnificent.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Kurt. Thanks for the call.
I'll
let him go for a little bit.
How you doing? Oh,
hey, Kurt's having a better day than I am, that's for sure. Yep. He's like, yeah, my day's okay. It's like, no, you're having a great day, Kurt. The thing that he said that stuck out the most is, you know, these were the type of offensive efforts you saw last year, okay? And you had a few towards the end, the Bailey Zappi at the end there, you know, the 6-0 game, that Chargers game, which was so bad, the Jets game, Belichick's last game at Gillette, or his last game period, I guess. I mean, there were some ugly, crappy offensive efforts. And after the Bengals game, you thought maybe it was going to be different. Maybe there was going to be just a bounce back from those guys, from Mac being gone, from Bill being gone, from a new day here at Gillette, and the players who are ready to run through a wall, motivated for their new coach. And now it's starting to look just like an extension of last season. I mean, that's really what it looked like. It looked like a 2023-24 Patriots game last night is what it most resembled. And that is something you really got to get away from.
And maybe worse, because first of all, where's the offense that everybody guaranteed me would be better? Because the quarterback position was going to be better. Everybody. I heard it nonstop this summer. I mean, we know the offense will be better because we know quarterback will be better. Why? It doesn't look better to me just because he's not turning the ball over. But I will say, this might be the worst combo of offense and defense because you didn't throw
I'd agree with
pick
that.
Sixes,
yeah.
Right? There were no pick six. There was a fumble, but you didn't give them points. Like, it wasn't heavily momentum-wise.
They went on long drives to get their points.
Yeah, they drove it down your throat, and you could do nothing offensively. So, like, that's a really bad combo for this butt whoop, and this was well deserved by both sides of the ball. This was, I don't think you can, there'll be no finger pointing, there'll be no calling out of, oh, if only they had done this. So, like, the defense was on the field a lot, in part because the offense wasn't, but also in part because, as you said, they couldn't get off the field.
Right.
There's some responsibility on Mina Kimes' favorite defense to be able to tackle and get off the field and get out, you know, have a mix of three and out in somewhere. So, This is a, the more I think about it, the worse I think this loss is.
Yeah. I just thought of another ass whooping, and that was against the Bills, Max rookie year in the
31-0? Oh.
That was ass whooping.
Yeah.
31-0, you're talking about the Drew Bledsoe game.
Yeah.
That was an ass whooping, but they went on to win the Super Bowl that year, so it wasn't that bad.
This won't work that way.
I don't think it's going to happen that way for this team either. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I said the Drew Bledsoe game. That was the Lawyer Malloy game, right?
The Lawyer Malloy game. But
that's what it was, yeah.
You bring up the Bills playoff game. That was a colossal one. And that one, I don't want to pat myself on the back like I usually leave that to the callers to tell me how smart I am. But
today, geez.
That was one of my best ever. I remember being on with Mutt at Night and telling him, he asked me, and I said, this is as sure as I've ever been that the Patriots are going to get their ass whooped. I see no way this game goes any way other than the Bills whooping their butt, and that's what happened. And
That put a damper on what was a pretty good season, too. You know, like that was a season that Patriots fans really had something to be happy about, and then they go out there and that happens, and it was like, ugh.
How about the Bears game with Mac Jones getting benched a few years ago?
Yeah, that was a bad one too. That was an ugly game, no question.
The Bills playoff game almost made it so you didn't want to say they went to the playoffs, because then if you said they went to the playoffs, you had to acknowledge what happened when you made the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You were not a contender, you were a pretender, and people like were kind of in a weird situation. Like, are they good, or was that just the worst ass whooping? I kind of want to pretend they finished the regular season with a winning record kind of thing, and like Mac didn't suck. Although Mac wasn't actually terrible in that game. He might have been.
No, he played okay. He had a decent game. He was one of the few Patriots that showed up. And then, you know, you looked at the last seven games of the regular season. It's not like Mac necessarily tore it up there either.
No.
The win streak came earlier on in the year. But, yeah, that was another one. That's another example.
Didn't
of
the Bills
that,
have a perfect game? Like, they scored a touchdown on every drive except the one they kneeled down on?
I think so. A touchdown or a field goal, I think.
It was the two. They played them in December that year and then the playoffs. And I think both of them were.
No, but I think in that playoff game, they scored a touchdown every single drive.
It was a touchdown every drive?
I think it was 7-for-7 on touchdowns. They missed like a couple extra points or something.
Memories.
See, last night wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't as bad as that. That's true. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls next, and we'll hear that great montage from Brian Frazoco of just how much of a disaster we saw at the Meadowlands last night. Patriots getting smoked by the Jets. We continue to react with you right here on WEEI.